Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3151, The Focus Launch List, by Anthony Anguero of BreakTheTwitch.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, the guy reading you articles every single day of the year, to add a bit more inspiration, motivation, and happiness to your day. And with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. The Focus Launch List by Anthony Anguero of BreakTheTwitch.com. When most of the tasks we have to do are more involved, yet we haven't established focus momentum, we jump from thing to thing without actually completing much. This tends to be accompanied by a bit of anxious energy or overwhelm around having a lot of options for what to do, but often we're lacking some clarity on what is most important. Sometimes it all feels important, or it all is important. Especially with more complex priorities, a secondary challenge comes when you aren't sure how to get started with that individual task. The irony of this situation is that we have so much to do that we feel like we don't have time to stop, assess, and set things up so we can get zoned in. Here are some simple steps to recenter and move forward. This focus launch list should take about 20 to 30 minutes, but will save hours of wasted time and effort. The focus launch list. Number one, breathe. Pause everything, and I mean everything, and take a bunch of deep, slow breaths. Silence your phone and put it far away. Close your eyes and push the CO2 that has been chilling the bottom of your lungs for the last 2 hours and let your houseplants have it. Number two, grab a notebook and pen. Turn to a new page and leave it open next to you, pen uncapped, ready to roll. Number three, clear workspace. Take 5 minutes and remove everything from your desk that might be a visual distraction. Papers, post-it notes, memory cards, books, empty coffee cups, etc. As you go, make a note in your notebook for anything you don't want to forget if you find a post-it note with grocery items on it. Don't list the specific grocery items, just write something like, grocery shopping, list on post-it note in desk drawer. You don't have to throw things away, just note them and store them away. Number four, clear digital space. Close everything on your computer. Save any unfinished work, bookmark browser tabs that you don't want to lose, and close them. Even if you're going to open something right back up in a bit, close it for now. By the end, you should be able to restart your computer safely without losing any work. Similarly, if there was something you're in the middle of that you need to come back to, note what it is and where to find it in your notebook. Respond to Janelle, main email inbox. Number five, clear brain space. You likely have some things listed already, but take everything else bouncing around in your brain and write it down in the notebook now. Don't think too hard about it. Just jot down any concerns you have on what's going on right now. I haven't shaved in 3 days. Did the dog go out yet? Library book needs to be returned. This doesn't have to be exhaustive. Just let any concerns you have flow onto the page. Your computer has to use its processing power to keep all those extra applications running at the same time. Closing them frees up more juice for the task at hand. Your brain needs the same thing. Number 6, sort notes. Sure, you haven't shaved in 3 days, but unless you're showing up to a photo shoot later, another day might not be a big deal. This page is your beehive. It's busy, chaotic, and relatively disorganized, but it's all there. Identify 2 things, a quick win and an urgent or important today task. Quick win, walk the dog. Important, write investor update letter. Number 7, momentum play. Go do the quick win right now. And if it's something that doesn't require a lot of mental processing, use the time to think through how you're gonna approach the important thing. What's the first sentence of the letter? What information needs to be included? Visualize yourself crafting this letter. Number 8, affirm success. Cross out the quick win task that you just completed and yell, boom. Or maybe do a stupid quiet dance or something to not scare your dog or neighbors. Yes, actually do this. You made progress, celebrate it. Next. Number 9, set the stage. Flip to a clean page in your notebook and write the one task at the top. Jot a few quick notes underneath reflecting on any considerations you had while doing whatever your quick win was. If on the computer, open the 1 or 2 things you need to complete the task, and if it's something like writing, take those notes from your notebook and dump them into the page so you have some guidelines to start with. Go to the bathroom, get a glass of water, airplane mode your phone. Tell any cohabiting humans that you're gonna be zoning in for the next 90 minutes. Turn on block sight or whatever distraction killer you use. Start a kitchen timer for however long you're going to work for. If your work period aligns with one of our focus group times in the community, all the better. Number 10, do the thing. Build off of whatever guidelines you created to start with and expand on them. Don't sit with a blank page or spreadsheet or whatever. Just add something. Copy and paste this paragraph into it if you need to. Start now. Don't make it perfect. Put clay on the table so you have something to sculpt. Number 11, dump distractions. You're gonna think of things. You're gonna think of the funniest tweet you've ever tweeted, and you're gonna want to tweet it right now. You may not. Write said tweet in the notebook, which should still be open on your desk, and get right back to it. Dump it from your brain and move on. You're gonna remember a grocery item you forgot to put on your list. Dump it in your notebook and go back. Don't hang on it, just release it. And number 12, repeat the process. At a certain point, you won't be writing in your notebook anymore and you'll overcome the discomfort required to enter a flow state. Sure, this focused launch list might have eaten 30 minutes of your day, but you just got 90 minutes of focused work done, likely in a flow state that multiplies output by 2 to 5 times. If there's more to do on the task, throw your hands in the air like you're the 2x world champ, take a short break, and set up again for round 2. If the progress you've made is enough for the day, play Celebration by Kool and the Gang on Spotify and take a break. Or you can always go back to your list for another task and continue with the momentum you've built. After 2 or 3 of these 90-minute blocks, you're done. The end. While the explanation may be lengthy, each of these items on the focus launch list usually only take a minute or two. This is how you can save your day, calm the bouncy ball brain, and make forward progress on important work. Respect the process by giving it the space it needs, and you will reap its rewards. You know, it's the whole, if you don't have time to meditate for 1 hour, you should meditate for 2 wisdom. Good luck, and have fun with it. You just listened to the post titled, The Focus Launch List by Anthony Anguero of BreakTheTwitch.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thickety Anthony. It's age-old advice. Actually, a couple of things in this post are, I think. Simply taking a breath. It sounds so simple that it's almost ridiculous, but if you've never paused and just done that, give it a try. Same with writing things down. That one comes up quite often on my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily, when it comes to exercise and goals. There's something about putting it to pen and paper that makes it more real, and it really seems to help with productivity too. I'm all for doing a brain dump on paper. I find that's the best way to declutter the mind, just write it all out. You might think you can think your way to clarity, but in my experience, that doesn't work. But actually dumping everything in your mind onto paper, where you're not allowed to stop writing for 5 to 10 minutes straight, that for me has great results of clearing the mind. And of course, clearing the desk helps too. I find my mind clutters right back up again if my workspace is cluttered. So plenty of things to think about in this one. Thank you to Anthony for the ideas. But that should do it for now. Thank you for listening and being here, even for Friday and weekend episodes. And I'll see you tomorrow over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.